So in this very interesting time you are all living in, one of the questions that we know will come up for you, because it is a part of your healing, and it is this question: is the thing or the action before me really mine? Is it a match for my purpose, for who I am? And you understand that in a patriarchal understanding, the question itself is almost blasphemous, because the teaching has been under that system: if it is in front of you and it asks you to do something and you are able to do it, there is no excuse for you not doing it. Now, when you think about what that can actually mean in your life, we believe you will see that it could ruin your life, because you are not then going inward, finding your own identity, making a decision about whether or not this is for you to respond to or not, and then making a decision about how much energy you give to something. We just spoke in a very few words Mother God's recipe for healing womankind, particularly when there has been so much patriarchal prisoning happening to women. And if you will hear what she is saying to you, you will realize it is not asking you to be selfish. It is not asking you to be unkind. It is not asking you to be withholding. It is asking you to be discerning. Discerning, that beautiful word that combines love and intuitive abilities and this beautiful matching thing that we learn to do. And we are going to speak just a bit about that third thing, because it is most important. Now, if someone came to you and said, if you really loved me, you would lift this 250-pound piece of furniture and take it into the house. We know that because it is physical and you can touch it, you would be able to stop. You would be able to stop and say, this does not make sense. Whoever you are, and the you that we are looking at is no doubt the owner of this furniture. You want me to damage my body by lifting up something that belongs to you and taking it upstairs where I can manage to then completely ruin my back. And I am supposed to do all of this because you ask me to. And yet, with the patriarchal influence around it, you might actually find yourself feeling guilty or bad that you are not going to do that. That you have enough respect and love for yourself to know that that is not a task that matches you, and that you are being asked to do this for someone else without regard for your well-being, without regard for your need. Now, what we are doing here is we are using a very large picture, one in which you can see what is wrong, in order to help you get a frame of reference that you can use on many things in many different sizes, because this is an enormous part of your personal healing, and the planet is relying on your personal healing. because the planet needs it now and needs it so much. And the insane things that you see around you must fall. And at the end of all of that falling, there must be the voice of sanity and the voice of love. And it must be your voice. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. This teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace come down around you. Breathe in the peace. Exhale fear. Feel an energy that is like a cloud coming into your crown center. And watch that white cloud moving gently through your body, making everything light. Feel the cloud move across your third eye so that you are able to intuit easily. Softly. Feel the cloud float into your throat so that the things you say to yourself are gentle and light. Feel the cloud flow into your heart center and make your heart light. Feel that cloud lighten everything that you are doing and the way in which you're moving. Feel the cloud flow into your solar plexus and displace heavy emotions and make a softness in the solar plexus to feel what you feel and release it gently. Feel the cloud flow into your second center and gently remove the judgment and the shame that may have caught there. Feel the cloud move down through your body and into the root. And let that cloud help you begin to gather in the information for the way you want to live your life. For what you want to create, for what you want to do. And feel that lightness spread through your thoughts, through your body, your back, your shoulders, so that you feel that cloud energy all the way through yourself. Now feel the sun shining above your head. And let the sun's energy, like liquid gold, pour into your body. Feel it open your crown so that you are able to receive all that you need to make your life what you want it to be. And feel it flow into your third eye, so that the universe is sending you its energy to make your intuitive powers higher and stronger and more loving. Feel the golden energy flow into your throat. And let that golden energy help you speak first to yourself in that fine light energy, and then to the world around you. Feel the golden light flow into your heart and heal your heart and increase the wisdom of your heart so that your power to choose and to respond begins with you, and then the wisdom of the heart shows you how to move in your life. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus, making a place so that joy can always find you. Feel the flow of golden light into the second center. And let that golden light restore your energy capacity to cleanse and release as you move in life, to cleanse and release everything without judging anything. Feel the golden energy flow through your body and into your root. And feel that golden light heal the root so that your dreams, what you love, what you want to create, returns to you and is supported in the energy of the root and communicate it to the rest of your being. And let the golden light restore your value so that you know that the gold that flows in you reflects who you really are. And feel that golden light move past the outside of your body to make a field that draws to you what is fine, what is like you, what brings you joy, what supports you and makes you abundant. And breathe in that energy and your knowledge that you carry that field with you as you walk through the week. Take your attention into your heart center and see that there is a beautiful altar there. And the universe has left for you a gift on that altar. Rest your mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. when you've grounded in your body. Open your eyes.